देवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 15 वर्स 28 सूत उवाच एवं चिंतयतो जिष्णोः कृष्णपाद सरोरुहम् सौहार्देनातिगाढेन शान्तासीद् विमलामतिः सूत उवाच एवं चिंतयतो जिष्णोः कृष्णपाद सरोरुहम् सौहार्देनातिगाढेन शान्तासीद् विमलामतिः सूत उवाच एवं चिंतयतो जिष्णोः कृष्णपाद सरोरुहम् सौहार्देनातिगाढेन शान्तासीद् विमलामतिः सूत उवाच सूत गोस्वामी सेड एवं दस चिंतयतः व्हाइल थिंकिंग ऑफ द इंस्ट्रक्शंस जिष्णोः ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कृष्णपाद द फीट ऑफ कृष्णा सरोरुहम रिजेम्बलिंग लोटसेस सौहार्देन by deep friendship, atigadhena, in great intimacy, shanta, pacified, asit, it so became, vamala, without any tinge of material contamination, matihi, mind. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sudha Goswami said, thus being absorbed, deeply absorbed in thinking of the instructions of the Lord, which were imparted in the great intimacy of friendship, and in thinking of His lotus feet, Arjuna's mind became pacified and free from all material contamination. Purport. Since the Lord is absolute, deep meditation upon Him is as good as yogic trance. The Lord is different, non-different from His name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and specific actions. Arjuna began to think of the Lord's instructions to him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only those instructions began to eliminate the tinges of material contamination in the mind of Arjuna. The Lord is like the sun, and the sun's appearance means immediate dissipation of darkness or ignorance. And the Lord's appearance within the mind of devotees can at once drive away the miserable material effects. Lord Chaitanya has therefore recommended constant chanting of the names of the Lord for protection from the contamination of the material world. The feeling of separation from the Lord is undoubtedly painful to the devotee. But because it is in connection with the Lord, it has a specific transcendental effect, which pacifies the heart. Feelings of separation are also sources of transcendental bliss, and they are never comparable to the contaminated material feelings of separation. Omagyanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuro unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahiyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नितिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, so welcome everyone, all the devotees to Ashwamedh Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a very, very interesting and very enlightening and sobering chapter of first canto Ashwamedh Bhagavatam, Pandavas retire timely. In this chapter we heard how Arjuna, he returns back from Dwaraka after 7 months. And Yudhishthir in the previous chapter, the list of verses, list of questions he is asking. 44 verses describe the feelings of separation of Yudhishthir. So many questions. So they were not redundant questions. They were feelings of separation of a pure devotee. And now in this chapter, when Arjuna returns, he is experiencing and he is expressing the feelings of separation and the mood of a devotee, which is full of gratitude. And so far, you know, Arjuna has recounted all the things which has happened in his life. And he has connected everything to Krishna. Everything happened in the life of Arjuna and the Pandavas, he is grateful for it to Krishna. Because of Krishna, he said, I got everything. Whatever I could do, it is only because of Krishna's mercy. Therefore, in the beginning, he said, Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhurupina Yename Aparitam Tejo Deva Vismapanam Mahat. Today, I have been bereft of that Supreme Lord because of whom I could do unimaginable things. And in the last verse, we heard how Arjuna, he remembered the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Govinda Abhihitani Me, Deshakalarth Yuktani, Ritatapopashamani cha haranti prasabham chittam govinda abhihitani me. And this verse also, Suta Goswami is saying that he could become pacified and free from all material contamination because of thinking of the instructions of the Supreme Lord, which was given in the form of Bhagavad Gita. And he says, because of the intimacy, whatever instructions were imparted to him, in the great intimacy of friendship. As Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, O Arjuna, why I am giving you this instruction? Because you are my devotee and you are my friend. Bhakto asi me sakha cheti rahasyam hi etad uttamam. So, the wonderful effect of hearing Harikatha is described here in this verse. Yaya katha bhagavata kathaniyoru karmana guna karma shraya pumbhi samsevyasta bubhushubhi. So, 18th chapter, 1st canto describes that those who are desirous of achieving complete perfection, they should hear the topics of the Lord with great sincerity and submissiveness. That will purify the material contamination. As this verse says, his mind became purified, pacified and free from all material contamination. So, since millions of lifetimes, we have accumulated so many contaminations, so many layers of covering, and to clean it is not so easy. So, therefore, there is only one thing which can clean this contamination, and that is the name, form, and pastimes of the Lord, which is the ultimate purifier. As the Ishopanishad describes that bhakti, the Supreme Lord is, you know, Supreme Lord purifies the heart. He is like an antiseptic agent and he is like a prophylactic agent also. Prophylaxis means before getting infected, we take some measures. An antiseptic means when a person gets infected, when the antiseptic is applied, then it can help, you know, heal the disease very easily. So Krishna is supreme antiseptic agent and prophylactic agent. That's what Ishopanishad Prabhupada writes there. So all the contamination which is there in the heart, it can be purified only by the process of bhakti. That's why it is called as Shubhada. It is all auspicious. It is Klesha Agni, removes all the contamination. In the case of Dhruva Maharaj, when his brother was killed, Uttam was killed by all the one yaksha and he started killing all the yakshas. And then ultimately, Swayambhu Manu came and he pacified him. He told that, why are you killing all the yakshas just because one person did a mistake? So he resisted further killing. And because of this, Kuvera became very happy. Because Kuvera is the master of all the yakshas. So he comes and he asks, he tells, oh Dhruva, please ask for benedictions. I am so very happy. But because Dhruva, his mind was purified by the process of bhakti, what is the desire Dhruva had? Saraja Raje Navaraya Chodito Dhruvo Mahabhagavato Mahamati Harau Savavre Chalitam Smritim Yayau Taratyayatnena Duratyayam Tamaha. So very beautifully he is describing. Raj Rajena Varaya Chodito, although he was asked, please ask for benedictions. And who is telling? Not an ordinary person. Kuvera himself, who can give anything of this world. Any opulence. But Dhruva is described in two words. Mahabhagavata and Mahamati. He is a pure devotee and he is a greatly learned person. Intelligence is, you know, when we understand what is good for our soul. Generally in this world, intelligence is corrupted and contaminated. That's why we want to get things of this world. But actual purified intelligence desires only one thing. Harau savavre chalitam smritim yayau. So he says, I only want one thing, O Kuvera. Please show mercy. Give me this benediction that my intelligence, my mind may always go at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Harau savavre achalitam smriti. My memory should always go towards Krishna's lotus feet. Tarati, because by this, what will happen? Tarati ayatnena. Without any separate endeavor, I will cross this ocean of material existence. Duratyayam tamaha. This thick darkness of ignorance which is there in the mind it will be purified, it will be nullified. So that's how Krishna's name, form, pastimes, they are all absolute. And if we get connected to any of this in a right consciousness with a sincerity of purpose, then we'll be purified. Kalau janishyamananam dukkha shoka tamonudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam vyatanottanuhu. And Krishna is so merciful, such a merciful master. He is always working to help his servants. None of the master of this world will do that. Every master of this world is working to exploit the subordinates, to get maximum out of them and give minimum. But Krishna is the opposite person. He wants to give maximum and he takes the minimum. And he is satisfied with minimum, if it is given with devotion. Kalau janishyamananam dukkha shoka tamo nudam. Kaliyuga gives dukkha, shoka and tama. But to show mercy to the devotees, anugrahaya bhaktanam. Lord manifests so many pastimes. Therefore, all the scriptures, all the devotees, they are telling again and again, please indulge your mind and consciousness in these beautiful nectarine pastimes of the Lord. Krishnera madhuravani amritera tarangini yara karna nahi shravane kanakali chidrasam jani hase shravana tara janma hoila karane. Kaviraj Goswami says, Are, if you are not hearing the pastimes of the Lord, which are so beautiful, Krishnera madhuravani, the words which have emanated from the mouth of Krishna, amritera tarangini, they are so very nectarine. Bhagavad Gita, the words of Krishna, they are so very wonderful. Tara karna nahiye shravane, if you are not hearing this wonderful nectar, your ears are like broken conch shell. Kana kali chidrasam. It is of no use. Broken conch shell doesn't even sound also. Why did you take birth? Tara janma haila akarane. So that's what Kaviraj Goswami says. So therefore he is saying, devotee should be like swan. Nana bhavera bhaktajan hamsa chakra vakagan yate sabe kore navihar. Krishna keli sumrinal yaha pai sarvakal bhakta hamsa kore ahar. So devotee should become like chakravak. Devotee should become like swans. So what is the characteristic of a swan? Swan can separate milk from water. So devotees, they take the essence from everywhere. And the only essence they are interested is in the essence of Harikatha. That is the only thing which devotees, they hanker for. They are not interested in any other nectar of this world, so-called nectar. There is no nectar actually in this world apart from Krishna Katha. As it is said, it is all poison. If you are not hearing the nectar of Harikatha and if you are hearing all the topics of this world, all the politics and cricket and Bollywood and everything else, it is like poison because it entangles one in the cycle of birth and death more and more. So therefore, devotee should be like Hamsa and they should be like Chakravak. What is the characteristic of Chakravak? Chakravak waits for the rain water. Although so many water bodies are available, but Chakravak doesn't go towards that. He is only interested in rainwater. So therefore, devotees, they are like Chakravak. Although so many kathas are going on about this world, people of the world, but devotees are only interested in Krishna Katha. That nectarine showers of Krishna Katha, they can only pacify devotees' heart. Therefore, devotees, they are like swan and chakravak. And if we are not hearing the pastimes of the Lord, then Kaviraj Goswami says, if we are taking prasad regularly and if we are not reading the pastimes of the Lord, one will become weak spiritually. Physically, one may become strong, but spiritually, one may become weak. Yai lila amrit vine khai adi anna pane tabe bhaktera durbala jivan. यारे क बिंदु पाने उत्फुल्लित तनु मने हसे गाय करो नर्तने. वन ड्रॉप इफ समबडी टेस्ट रेगुलरली देन वन विल बिकम एक्स्टैटिक एंड जॉयफुल एंड एनलाइवेंड. मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम आवर माइंड cheats us and tells that, okay, it is always there with you, you can read any time, you know. Just like somebody was telling a story about a man, he was, you know, a rickshaw puller in Jagannath Puri, and he would take devotees to Jagannath temple every day. So many devotees would come and he would take them. So somebody asked, so, you know, you must be taking darshan every day, right? You are there in Jagannath Puri, so nearby, always coming to temple. And he would say, yes, yes, I will take, you know, I am busy. Main to kabhi bhi ja sakta hun. And in this way, years passed by, he didn't take darshan of Lord Jagannath, and one day he was gone. He left his body. So therefore, many times our mind keeps cheating us. Okay, it is there with you. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, it is there in the, you know, mobiles and laptop and hard copy. You can read any time. Now we have to do so many other things of the world, which are so very urgent. This is not so urgent. This is important, but not so urgent. So therefore, we never take to it seriously. So Kaviraj Goswami says, if we are not reading every day, then we will become weak. Tabe bhaktera durbala jeevan. And if we read every day, even a little bit of it, यारे क बिंदु पाने उत्फुल्लित तनो मने, विल बिकम एनलाइवेंड, विल बिकम एक्स्टैटिक, हासे गाए करे नर्तने, विल बी जॉयफुल. मेनी टाइम्स डिवोटीज, मेनी टाइम्स यू नो दे थिंक दैट आई एम नॉट फीलिंग जॉयफुल बिकॉज व्हाट इज द रीजन, आइदर वी आर नॉट रीडिंग इट और वी आर नॉट अप्लाइंग इट. So therefore he says, please apply it. Shrinvanti gayanti grananti abhikshnasha smaranti nandanti tavehitam janah. Kunti Maharani is saying three things you have to do. Shrinvanti, gayanti and grananti. We have to hear, we have to chant and we have to apply. And if we are not applying, then bahujanma kare adi shravana kirtan tabutana paye krishna pade premadhan. If we are not applying whatever we are hearing, then we will not achieve the success, perfection of life. You know, I was just hearing some days back Radhana Swami Maharaj's lecture, and he was saying, attentive hearing means what? So he was saying that there are two levels of attentive hearing. First is you hear each and every word and you are present and you make a note of it. That is one level of attentive hearing. And second level of attentive hearing is when you apply those teachings in your life. That is the second level of attentive hearing. And that is more important. So therefore, Arjuna became purified and pacified, free from all material contamination, because he remembered the instructions and he applied it. Bhagavatam 10th canto describes how various articles are purified. कालेन स्नान शौचाभ्याम संस्कारे तपसेज्जया शुद्ध्यंती दानै संतुष्ट्या द्रव्याणि आत्मात्म विद्यया. In due course of time, all the mountains and the trees get purified. Nobody goes and cleanses them. स्नान purifies the body. संस्कार purifies the birth. Charity purifies the wealth. If we offer articles to the Lord, the articles get purified, the mind gets purified by satisfaction, and the soul gets purified by Atma Vidya. That is the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, the more we get in touch with this knowledge, the more we will be purified. So therefore, Prabhupada writes, the Lord is absolute. Deep meditation on Him is as good as yogic trance. Lord is non-different from His name, form, quality, pastimes and entourage. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It is all absolute. It has same effect. So the more we get in touch with this sound vibration, the more our intelligence will be purified. What is the cause of corrupted intelligence? Now our intelligence has become corrupted, you know, by the material contamination. intelligence gets corrupted because when we indulge in sense gratification so much. Bhagavatam describes, Yanna brajantya gabhido rachana anuvada shinvantiye anya vishaya kukatha matighni yastu shrutahat bhagair nirbhirata sara tastam shipantya saraneshu tamasuhantaha. So it is described there that those people who hear anya vishaya, shinvantiye anya vishaya, those who hear other topics, they are all kukatha. They are all bad stories, bad pastimes. They destroy the intelligence. Mati ghna. The intelligence gets destroyed because of hearing the other topics of the world. And the more we indulge in sense gratification, the more we can't practice bhakti sincerely, seriously, and with determination. As we hear the story of Indra, when Brihaspati came to meet him, Indra didn't get up. He was thinking, oh, he's coming every day. Every day I'm offering obeisances. One day it's okay. So there Shukdeva Goswami describes that what was the surroundings of Indra. Why Indra behaved in this way? Because he is a very, very learned person and he is a very, very great devotee of the Lord who is given so many responsibilities. He is not an ordinary person. He is not an ordinary neophyte, sadhaka, just coming to Krishna consciousness. He is an empowered representative of the Lord. But still, he got affected. Why? So, it is described. There it is said that he was surrounded by the people who were always glorifying him. Parishritaha, stuyamanaha, they were always glorifying him. And he was surrounded by unlimited wealth, unlimited opulence. So therefore, he was corrupted. His mind was corrupted. So the more we get in touch with the material opulences of the world, the more the intelligence gets corrupted. And if we are not using it in Krishna's service, then naturally it is so very easy to get corrupted by it. Indras tribhuvana ishwariya madullanghita satpathaihi. He had the wealth of the entire universe. Tribhuvana aishwariya, all the three worlds, they were at his feet. Madullanghita satpathaihi. So therefore he got distracted from the right path. And on the more, he was surrounded by so many people who were glorifying him, who were serving him, stuyamanaha, nishevyamanaha, they were glorifying him, serving him. Therefore, he was corrupted. His intelligence was corrupted. So, the more we get in touch with the sense gratification of this world, the more we get corrupted. And the result of this is destruction. Nunam pramattaha. Kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaya pranoti. The more we enjoy the sense gratification of this world, the more we get corrupted. The mind becomes really mad. Pramattaha prakrishta rupena matta. Completely mad. So if somebody is not using this human form of life to attain Krishna and is just using this body in pursuit of sense gratification in this world, then it is described that what is the use of living? Chaitanya rahita deha shushka kashta sam jivite mritasei danditarayam. Chaitanya rahita deha, we are not conscious of Krishna, it is like a log of wood which is cut from the tree. Shushka kashta sam jivite mritasei, although living, this person is dead. As second canto describes, Sudha Goswami is saying, all the sages of Naimisharan, they are saying, if the head is not bowing in front of the Lord, it is like a huge weight which will drown the person. If the ears are not used to hear Harikatha, they are like the holes where snakes are living. If the tongue is not used to speak about Krishna, it is like the tongue of a frog which croaks and attracts the snake. So therefore, only thing which is required in this world, as Srila Prabhupada would always say, only thing which is missing is Krishna consciousness. In the 10th canto, Shukdev Goswami, he hears the wonderful determination of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing all the 9 cantos, he is telling Shukdev Goswami, Shukdev Goswami, please don't worry. Don't think that I am hungry, I am thirsty. Don't stop. The nectar which you are giving me, that is nourishing me more than anything of this world. Hearing this, Shukdev Goswami says, Samyak vyavasita buddhi tavarajarshi sattama vasudeva kathayam te tajjata naishthikiratihi. He says, O Rajan, O Rajarishi Sattama, your intelligence is very nicely situated. Samyak vyavasita buddhi. What is the secret of firm intelligence? He says, Vasudeva kathayam te yajjata naishthikirati. You have unflinching attraction for the pastimes of the Lord. So that is the secret of form intelligence. And that's what is described here in this verse also. Arjuna's mind became pacified and free from all contamination because he was remembering the instructions of Krishna. So therefore, if we understand the purpose of life, that is a foremost symptom of intelligence. As Parikshit Maharaj is asking in the second canto, first chapter, Shukdev Goswami, as he appears, he says, O great sage, please tell me what is the duty of a person living in this world and what is the duty of a person who is about to die. Purushasya hyatkaryam riyamanasya sarvatha. So that is the ultimate inquiry we have to make. And when Shukdev Goswami hears this, he says, this is the wonderful question. Varyaneshate prashnaya. This is the most important question you have asked, O Shukdev, O Parikshit Maharaj, because it is for the welfare of everyone. Krito lokahitam ripaha. And the more we hear the pastimes of the Lord, the more we become purified. The more we become fixed in our intelligence. Just like Pratap Rudra Maharaj. He was doing everything to get mercy of the Lord. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not showing mercy, he was saying, what is the use of this body? What is the use of this kingdom? Yadi sei Mahaprabhurna pai kripa dhan, kiba rajya kiba deha sabo akaran. What is the use of this body? What is the use of this kingdom? If I don't get mercy of the Lord, what is the use of everything in this world? So therefore, the more we have this consciousness that whatever I have in this life, my body, my wealth, my property, my relatives, all of that should be helping me to come close to Krishna. Otherwise, the cycle will go on. Punarapi Janaman and Punarapi Maranam will go on. So therefore, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he had such unflinching faith that I want to get mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is the only thing which will satisfy me. Nothing else will satisfy me. If I don't get mercy of the Lord, what is the use of this kingdom? So therefore, Pratap Rudra Maharaj was really, really, really eager to get mercy of the Lord. And that's the eagerness which Lord acknowledges. According to the eagerness of a devotee, Krishna reciprocates. Laulyam tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritir na labhyate. As Rupa Goswami writes in Padyavali, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitam ati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritir na labhyate. That is the price we have to pay. To be eager. And we'll become eager to get mercy of the Lord if we understand the importance of it. If we understand the importance of Krishna consciousness, then we'll be eager to get it. If somebody doesn't understand the importance of diamond, then he'll not endeavor to get it. He'll think, okay, any other thing which is shining, maybe any other ordinary piece of stone or glass. But he understands, if he understands the glories of diamond, then he'll really endeavor for it. So the more we understand and hear the pastimes of the Lord, the more we will be understanding the glories of devotional service and how it can help us. Otherwise, since the beginning of creation, since the beginning of this material existence, we have endeavored so much to enjoy in this world. But the problem is, we have not experienced permanent happiness. As Prabhupada would always quote this verse, Kamadinam katina katida palita duranidesha tesham jata maina karuna natrapano pashanti. So this devotee is praying, Oh my Lord, I have served my senses and anarthas for millions of lifetimes. They have not given me satisfaction, na trapa, na upashanti, no relief from pain, misery, no peace. Utsrijye tanathyadupate sampratam labdha buddhi. Now, by your mercy, O my Lord, I have given up the service of my anarthas. Tvamayatah sharanam abhayam mam nyungshvatma dasye. I have come to take your shelter, O my Lord. Please accept me as your servant. Although we may make such determination, but still the mind keeps dragging us back. Although we may make determination today, I will serve Krishna, but still mind keeps dragging us back. So the only job a devotee has to do is bring the mind back to this conviction that I want to serve the Lord. Because I have suffered so much in my life for millions of lifetimes. In the pursuit of sense gratification, they have never given me any relief, any satisfaction. The covering of false ego is so thick. As Gajendra, he says, Oh my Lord, time can destroy everything, but time cannot destroy this false ego. Therefore, please cut this covering of false ego. Jiji vishena hamiha moya kim antar bahischa vritaye bayonya. Ichhami kale nayasya viplava tasyatma loka varnayasya moksham. Ichhami kale, in the due course of time, everything gets destroyed. Time destroys everything. Kalosmi lokakshaya. But time doesn't destroy false ego. Time can increase the false ego. So therefore, Bhagavatam can cut through the toughest element of this universe, that is false ego, which is the most difficult element to cut off. That is the thickest and the most difficult. So the free will which Lord has given us, the Swatantrata Ratna which Lord has given us, we have to use it to cut this layer of false ego. The Atyantik Pralay, we are interested in that Atyantik Pralay. The four kinds of pralaya are there: Nitya pralaya, Naimittika pralaya, Prakritik pralaya, Atyantika pralaya. All these other three pralaya, they will come on their own. But the Atyantika pralaya, we have to endeavor. To destroy this material existence, we have to endeavor. If we don't endeavor, then, this will go on. And only hearing Krishna Katha, only chanting the names of the Lord can destroy this covering of false ego. Yasyam vaishruyamanayam krishne param purushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shoka moha bhayapaha. Lamentation, illusion and fear gets destroyed when we hear Hari Katha. So therefore Parikshit Maharaj was fearless. Although death was there right in front of him, he was fearless. He was telling sages, you please keep on reciting the glories of Krishna. Please don't worry that I am going to die. Don't worry that I am hungry, thirsty. Keep on reciting Harikatha. Because that is the only thing which gives me happiness and satisfaction. So therefore, the more we hear, the more we relish this Bhagavatam, the more we chant attentively, the more we can cut off this layer of false ego. And one time Srila Prabhupada was there in one temple and it was night time and Prabhupada was coming from a program. So he saw in the temple all the lights were off. There is one room light was going on. So Prabhupada asked, oh, why the light is going on so late? Who is there? So then as this Prabhupada's servant was about to, just go and check, Prabhupada said, oh, don't worry. I know Radha Govind must be there. You know, that time Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, he was a brahmachari there. He must be reading Bhagavatam. And when Prabhupada actually went and he saw that actually Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, he was reading Bhagavatam. He would, you know, read Bhagavatam for hours and hours. So all our acharyas, they have showed by their example what is the, you know, need to study Bhagavatam and relish Bhagavatam. And all the acharyas, they have struggled a lot to, you know, actually get one copy of Bhagavatam. It is our fortune that it is available so very easily. And Bhagavad Gita is available so very easily in this month of marathon. We are, you know, forcefully distributing, take it. You know, Bhagavad Gita, lijiye Bhagavad Gita, please take Bhagavad Gita. Even if somebody doesn't want, still, Bhagavad Gita is pushed in the hands of that person. Please take it. It is so very easily available. But many times, you know, as it is said, if Prabhupada would say, if you read my books, if you distribute my books, you will stay happy. And if you read them, you will stay. You know? So if we have to read also. It is not that we have to just distribute, we have to read also. Because it is so very rare knowledge. For Arjuna, the Bhagavad Gita saved him in midst of all the calamities. And it is so very easily available with all of us. We all know how Srinivas Acharya, when he wanted to study Bhagavatam, he wanted to hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but by the time he went, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had departed. Then he went to Nityanand Prabhu. And by the time he reached Nityanand Prabhu, he was also not there. And then, you know, Mahaprabhu came in the dream and said, please go to Vrindavan. And then he actually went to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was crying in separation. He said, I can teach you Bhagavatam, but the problem is there is no copy of Bhagavatam because all the ink is washed away. Please get a copy of Bhagavatam, I'll teach you. So it took 1 year for Srinivas Acharya to get it copied. After 1 year, he came back and he realized Gadadhar Pandit has gone. He's also disappeared. He's crying, fainting. Then Mahaprabhu came in the dream and said, okay, please go to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami are there. Please take shelter of them. By the time he reaches Vrindavan, he realizes that they have also departed. And ultimately, he is directed to Jiva Goswami. So much of endeavor to just read Bhagavatam and hear Bhagavatam. And here we have ample opportunity. So many devotees have spoken about Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrit, and Radhananda Swami Maharaj, he has spoken hours and hours and hours of Chaitanya Charitamrit lectures and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Leela. So, opportunity is there in ample. We have to just take it. And if we read it, then only we can cut off this thickest layer of false ego. To convert the desire of a jiva from sense gratification to Krishna consciousness, that is the biggest shift. And this can happen only if we have that desire. You know, and all the devotees, they are struggling so much. Srila Prabhupada struggled so much. Yogeshwar Prabhu, he would recall that Prabhupada was in Rome and he was telling his servant that, you know, when I travel by airplane, because of the pressure, there is so much problem in my knees, but I never speak about it. So Prabhupada, on a physical level, he struggled so much. So many problems he had. So many diseases he had. But still, he continued to share Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, traveling and speaking and writing so that we can take to it seriously. Otherwise, you know, it is so very easily available that we may miss it. No, I can read any time. So therefore, when we read Bhagavatam, just like Arjuna is remembering Bhagavad Gita, his mind became purified, pacified. He will not hanker for things of the world. Nanaka prishtam na cha parameshtyam na sarvabhaumam na rasadipatyam na yoga siddhir punarbhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kangshe. Ritrasura is praying to the Lord, I don't want anything of this world, O my Lord. I don't want heaven. I don't want Brahmaloka, I don't want sovereignty over Bhumandal or lower planetary systems, I don't want any of the mystic powers, I just want to serve you, my Lord. I don't want anything of this world. So therefore, when we read Bhagavatam and we hear the aspirations of these pure devotees, then we at least get some inclination to achieve it. Otherwise, the bombardment of this world is so much that small desire which we may have, it can easily get destroyed. So every day, although we are not hearing anything new in Bhagavatam, whatever we hear, all the philosophy we heard so many times, but still we have to keep on reminding ourselves so that the spark of devotion may keep burning and become more and more and turn into a blazing inferno, so that we can cut off this layer of false ego. You know? So therefore, Arjuna, he realizes that, he's saying, Suta Goswami is saying, Arjuna's mind became purified and pacified. And he writes, Prabhupada writes in the purport, Lord is like the sun, and sun's appearance means immediate dissipation of darkness or ignorance. Lord's appearance within the mind of a devotee can at once drive away the miserable material effects. So the more we, you know, read Bhagavatam, the more we have Krishna in our mind, the more we'll be situated properly. Just like Brahmaji is telling to Narad Muni, O Narad Muni, my words, they never go wrong. Whatever I speak comes true. My mind never deters from the right path. My senses, they never go towards sense gratification. Why? How this happens? Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord with great zeal. Na bharati me angam rishopa lakshate na vai kvachin me manaso mrishagati na me rishikani patandya satpathe yanmairi dautkanthyavata drito hari. Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord with great zeal, my words never go wrong. My mind never deters from the right path. My senses never go towards sense gratification. Mind is pacified. Mind is free from any material contamination. So the more we hear, the more we chant, the more we take darshan of the Lord, the glance of the Lord purifies the unlimited desires, and the smile of the Lord destroys the hankering and lamentation of a devotee. So the more we understand this, the more we'll take to this seriously. So that is the meaning, and that's the purport which Prabhupada is giving here. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.